970 The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
Score!
Scoreboard update.
Coming up on 3 o'clock for the Score Update Studio.
From a pitching standpoint, we really wanted to add depth and add versatility. You know, I think sort of like we talked about with our position players, you know, you look at, you know, a guy like Adam Warren, he's been a very good starter and a very good reliever for the Yankees. And we brought back Trevor Cahill, who can certainly do both. Travis Wood can do both. Clayton Richard can do both. I think having guys that can go multiple innings, can get out righties and lefties, it does give us a lot of versatility in the bullpen.
Cubs GM Jed Hoyer confident in the team's pitching heading into spring training. Hoyer, a guest with Spiegel and Goff earlier today, day one of Cubs convention, and the Cubs agreeing to terms with the following pitchers on one-year deals: Wood, Rondon, Strope, Warren, and Grimm. NBA, Pau Gasol and Derrick Rose both expected back when the Bulls host Dallas tonight. The Bulls coming off a victory in Philadelphia last night. Jimmy Butler scoring a career-high 53. Gasol missed the game, a shoulder injury. Rose had a bad knee. Hockey, the Blackhawks going for their 10th straight win tonight. They're in Toronto. John McDonough telling reporters at the Hall of Fame today that Patrick Kane's still very much in the team's long-term plans. Football, the Lions announced that Jim Caldwell will remain the team's head coach for next season. Lovie Smith's replacement in Tampa is former offensive coordinator Dirk Cutter. The Bucs' new defensive coordinator will be former Falcons head coach Mike Smith. Bengals defensive back Adam Jones apologizing to Steelers receiver Antonio Brown. That's because Jones initially doubted Brown suffered a concussion after the illegal hit last week by Vontaze Burfict. Brown will miss Sunday's game in Denver. So will Steelers running back D'Angelo Williams, who has a foot injury, and the Seahawks just announcing moments ago that running back Marshawn Lynch is probable for their playoff game in Carolina. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Zing Zang, not just another Bloody Mary mix. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin, where you always save a fistful of dollars. I'm Zach Zedman. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Boars and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
I'd tell you everything. If you'd pick up that telephone.
Verbi on The Score.
I have reference to do to the Bears' draft choices on one side of the ball for this upcoming draft. And I think they should all be on defense. Every one of them.
Okay, I would prefer that he takes the best player.
That division was synonymous with black and blue.
Okay, let's see. We got to get out of the past.
I'm just old school. I like defense. Defense wins games in sports. Defense wins.
So does offense.
Defense wins.
So does offense.
Oh, no.
Okay. David's in Naperville. He's on the score. Hi, David.
Hi. Why was there not much coverage on the Lawrence Phillips death?
What coverage did you want?
What did you want?
I just thought he was a legend, a college legend.
We celebrated his death.
We celebrated the fact that he's dead.
Oh.
You missed it.
Yeah, yesterday was Hooray Lawrence Phillips is dead day.
Oh.
That's one of the worst guys in the history of sports.
In the history of mankind.
I just thought there'd be a lot more discussion about it.
What's to discuss?
Why? His impact in sports, the whole Ohio State complexity of the way that the football went with...
You're not putting words together in the right order. Hello, Sam.
Hey, there's rumor going around saying the Hawks make it Brandon Saad back. Is there any truth to that?
Where did you hear that?
Yeah, where'd you see it?
Where did I see it?
Yeah, where'd you hear? Where'd you hear the rumor?
Probably on a Facebook blog.
So do you know the source of it? Do you know the source?
Or just a Facebook post?
I don't remember the source.
I can't address it. I can't answer for anything you turn on your computer and see. I do not know. Tom in Evanston, you're on WSCR.
I'm kind of wondering this weekend with the playoffs and the Packers, I don't know who they're playing. You?
You don't know who they're playing.
I haven't done any research. I don't know who they're playing.
Why would you call in and ask a question about a game you don't even know who they're playing?
They're playing at Arizona.
You're calling a sports radio station to talk about a game we don't even know who they're playing?
I don't know who they're playing, but what do you think? They got a chance?
I don't know your opinion of this game even though I don't know who they're playing. Form of sports discussion.
Boars and Bernstein.
Jaja Binks.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
There you have it. Some of the dumbest bastards in the history of sports talk radio gathered yesterday to call Boers and Bernstein. And boy, how lucky were we.
Wow.
Oh, boy. You know, I'd like to forget those. You know,
that was all this week?
I know.
All of those are from this week.
But a dumb week.
Three out of the four was just yesterday.
Well, it shows you what I know. Boers and Bernstein at the Cubs convention at the Sheraton Hotel. This is one of those times where, see, for us, because of where we park, this is actually closer than the Score Studios.
Yes. Had I driven, it would have been.
Right.
Yes. But it would have been right across the street.
Right.
Yeah.
So
that's correct.
It works out quite nicely. And a lot of people have been coming by. I just had a conversation with my high school chemistry teacher who stopped by. He was my senior year AP chemistry. Actually, that class was so good, so well taught that I still remember much of what I learned. I know I struggled with valence shells, but other than that, there's still a lot. I could probably still do some factor label method that they taught that year.
I was never good at it, and I never enjoyed a single moment of any chemistry class.
Really, even like doing unknowns where you line up, you see what precipitates and what doesn't?
No.
I think I can still balance a chemical equation.
My balls hurt.
You're not supposed to lick the glass.
Oh, okay.
You're not supposed to be consuming the chemicals.
I don't know. You know, it's like all of it. Biology, that guy, you know, I celebrate his passing. You know, I don't know. It's not that I hold a grudge or anything.
But you didn't like your biology teacher?
No, remember? Told you
a
story.
Oh, yeah.
Advanced biology teacher when I was a freshman. You know, this guy's riding me like a 3-year-old.
Well, maybe he just saw great potential in you and wanted to bring the most out of you.
I don't think anybody really saw that.
Maybe he was like the J.K. Simmons drumming instructor in Whiplash. He just thought
I said he didn't like my tempo.
Not my tempo.
He said I wasn't driving a tempo.
Not my tempo.
I wasn't driving a tempo. Ass face.
So some unfortunate news that Chris Mortensen, the longtime NFL reporter, has announced that he is taking an immediate leave of absence, and he's been diagnosed with stage 4 throat cancer. So that's not good if you're finding out that late in the development of the disease. And obviously they'll test it to find out what specific cancer it is, that they know what kind of treatment cocktail might be best for him, and then they find out if it's spread anywhere else in his body. But that's pretty scary stuff, so that sucks.
And I asked you do not, don't you know, would you all the way go from to stage 4 cancer, something you never sense it, you never know that's there in any way, shape, or form, it doesn't manifest itself until now?
I you'd have to speak to a doctor, because I do not
well
know.
Doctors don't like me. Well, actually, doctors do like me.
Well, they better, because you spend most of your time around them.
My best friends are all doctors. I like my doctors. I'd sooner pal around my doctors than anybody else.
At least they're people who return your calls. As long as you continue to have insurance, they're going to like you. Because when that stops, they remember.
Yeah.
You know? So you just make sure that that's your...
Well, I'm just going to tell them, you know, it won't be long, you'll be operating on me for free, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, they do that. Doctors love doing that. Doing a $15,000 surgery for free, sure.
No, they're my texting buddies overall.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, are all my best friends, are all my doctors.
Now, there was some debate, I know, earlier on, I think it's certainly worth having, about what, if there is going to be a news nugget that is dropped on this crowd. And it will be, when I say this crowd, I mean this crowd, because they are waiting already. The doors don't open till like 6 o'clock, and then these people are going to race into the other room and then continue to stand there for a while. Maybe not that guy, but he is wearing baseball pants. So credit to that Sky Point for that guy.
That's stage 4 stupid. No, we're kidding you. We love you.
No, stage 4 Farmio. That's different.
Stage 4 Farmio. Yes,
you've been diagnosed with Farmio.
I think Farmio, by the way, can save his baseball pants for a while. There's no danger there.
Well, hey, they agreed to a 1-year deal with Avisail Garcia. They're going to pay him $2.1 million to be bad.
God, that's a lot of money for awful.
For below replacement level, you get $2.1
million.
What is Beckham making with the Braves? Does he have a full major league deal?
I think he does. Okay. I think he did okay. I mean, I think he did okay for a guy who can't play at all.
Did they tell him that when he signed?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, Gordon,
let me ask,
we're happy to have you back, and we're giving you an awful lot of money for a guy who can't play.
Well, if you looked at last year's numbers, what would you say about it?
I think he's made.
Wouldn't that tell you that you're paying somebody who can't play?
When you're on your fourth stop already and you're 28.
Yeah.
maybe not even 28, right? That you've got, it was White Sox, Angels, White Sox, Braves. And you're just kind of hoping to hang on at this point. Then, yeah, giving him anything is kind of probably pretty nice. He got 1 year, $1.25 million.
I was going to say, I don't know what that production is worth, but I suppose it's, if you keep it in the basement like that, that's about right.
You think?
He just doesn't hit. I mean, he just doesn't hit. He fielding, I don't mind. It's okay. I mean, but he just doesn't hit anything. And then the Braves who've been just doing nothing, now all of a sudden they're interested in Cespedes. Why? Just do nothing.
I don't know.
What do you think you're going to gain?
Meanwhile, that group of outfielders has to be... I wonder if the agents are talking to each other, wondering what the teams are saying, because Denard Span signed for less than I thought he would get.
Yes.
Was it average of like, what, $12 million a year, if that, or 10?
I thought it was close to 10, but yeah.
Dexter Fowler's still out there. Cespedes and Upton. This is getting strange. To the point where you wonder when... Who's talking to whom and what owners are doing when...
When a guy who averages, he's really, I think Upton, doesn't he average like 28 home runs a year? Yeah.
That's the guy, Frank Thomas, remember, he said on our show, he said that he would pay him $25 million a year.
Well, nobody's done that just yet. But it is odd. Why? Why are they doing that? Why is nobody interested? Is nobody could use Dexter Fowler? Even if you don't want to pay, Upton's expensive. He wants a lot of money.
I would wonder if the Cubs would consider bringing Fowler back, because I would prefer Jason Hayward in right field. I would rather have Jason Hayward be a great right fielder than a good center fielder.
Well, particularly now that it seems clear, because if the money were there, somebody would have spent it. If somebody says, you know what, I always liked this guy, and I can get him for this, I'll take him.
And there was the assumption that you'd be losing him because that automatic multi-year deal was going to be there.
Yeah, and it's not.
Right.
I mean, you're a month away, a little more than a month, 5 weeks or so away from reporting, and you've got. I've never seen so many guys who aren't awful. And Gordon Beckham aside, you got all these guys that Justin Upton isn't great. But it isn't awful, is it? I mean, is it you would leave that he would still be out there at this point in time?
So as far as any news to be dropped for this crowd today, usually they warm him up with a little nugget. They give him something else. But see, this year you don't need it. You got Jason Hayward. You got John Lackey. You got Ben Zobrist. I don't think you need to say, we've re-signed Kerry Wood. Because it's always been sort of this like, oh, yay. Like more of a pandering. You don't need to pander anymore.
No.
You want to announce Jake Arrieta if you think you got to kick it off? The problem is Friday at 6 o'clock is not when you want to actually announce good big news.
No.
That's the opposite. Friday at 6 o'clock is where you dump the news that someone in your organization is molesting animals. Right?
Friday at 6 o'clock is when the police department released all the tapes of killing somebody. That's what they do. Friday at 6 o'clock. That's what it's for. That's what Fridays are for. I mean, Is our guy Jake Arrieta really going to get this giant contract before? I don't sense that. Do you?
He's 30, right?
Yeah.
31?
31. Do you sense that?
Well, my wariness from a team perspective, as we've long discussed, is the way he throws the ball.
Yeah,
he does have a somewhat stressful crossfire-type delivery.
Yeah.
And he aligns himself. And when he fixed himself, it's because he's got a different release point that you wonder how long can be sustained with that kind of velocity and movement that he had that was just crazy last year. Until the playoffs, it wasn't quite the same.
No, it was not.
It was not the same later on.
But I have to admit, I would be shocked if the thing is you're announcing a five-year, $100 million deal for Jake Arrieta.
What if it's a three-year, $60 million
deal? That'd be more like it.
But do you take that if you're Jake Arrieta? See, I know this is me talking, and I'm pretty conservative about these things, but I think I would. If I were a pitcher, 30 or over, to do some short-term bet on myself, I don't think I would. I'd be much more like what Chris Sale did when you know that you've any one bad throw, any one odd twinge, and you're not yourself anymore, and you spend the rest of the time fighting back to become yourself.
Yeah, I don't get any sense that that's going to happen with those kind of numbers. I don't get that sense from what the Cubs are doing here, nor would I think that would be the wise thing to do, really.
The other possibility is that they could announce that they have finally found that other pitcher that they've been seeking. Because this whole time, they have been looking at possible center fielders, veteran, reliable center fielders, and I know that they want to upgrade the back end of the rotation.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be a name, too. But like I say, this team, this year, this vibe, this trajectory,
you don't need it.
You don't need to pander with some little buzz of
I don't think
silliness and force it over and say, we have some breaking news. I don't think you have to do it.
I don't think you do either.
That's Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein. At the bottom of the hour, we'll bring you the second half. And then coming up at 4 o'clock, and this is all depending on what else we have going on here, we plan on doing Friday Fun, playing Am I a Bad Guy? We always enjoy it, and we look forward to it as well. The Bors and Bernstein Show, you have the score.
The Spiegel and Golf Show.
Pat Hughes is in the house, ladies and gentlemen.
Never seen this many good young players joining a team at approximately the same time. Amazing how many good elements the Cubs have going into this season.
The Spiegel and Golf Show, weekdays 9 to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670 The Score. .com, Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. The San Francisco 49ers have brought in the mad scientist from Philly to replace the man who worked at Piggly Wiggly. The question is, can Chip Kelly bring back the racehorse that used to be Colin Kaepernick? The Niners think so. Not 5 seconds after the team hired Kelly as their new head coach, Kaepernick's merch in the team's online store was ripped out of the clearance bin and marked back up to full price. Now, if I was the kind of adult 9-year-old who wears jerseys, I'd buy one because Kelly proved, if anything else, he might not be a good personnel guy in the NFL, but the guy can flat-out coach quarterbacks. This is the guy that made Nick Foles a Pro Bowler. This is the guy that made Sam Bradford the third most accurate quarterback in the NFL in the second half of last season, and now he gets to deal with Cap. We talk about this in horse racing all the time, Chip. You're all looking for the big horse. Well, it looks like you have one. Now coach him up, go out, and win the day, Chipper. I'm Jim Rome.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a play-by-play announcer who loves to save money. And here at Progressive, it's discounts all day. The customer's a safe driver and nails it with a discount. Signed up for paperless billing, and it's a discount from downtown. Insuring multiple vehicles and kablam shaka like a fadeaway cross-court coast-to-coast discount mania! Whew, should we go to commercial? Wait, this is a commercial.
With all kinds of discounts, Progressive helps you save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Sure, you enjoyed the holidays because you got to spend time with those you care about most, but when the credit card statement arrives, you look at it and you say, ooh, you might have cared a little too much by giving more than you received, and now you end up paying interest on top of interest that comes with credit card debt. You can't return those gifts, but you can do this and take care of resolution number one for 2016, handling your holiday bills. And what you can get to do that is an unsecured loan through Avant. Avant makes borrowing simple, convenient, and quick. It's one loan, it's one monthly payment, it's zero hassles, and it's all online. You're trying to scramble to get documents and all sorts of things that you have to take down to a bank branch. You simply go to avantoffer.com and check your rate. Checking your rate is risk-free, no effect on your FICO score, and then the funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after you make your first payment on time. So start your year off right. Go to avantoffer.com and enter promo code SCORE. That's AVANTOffer.com, promo code SCORE. Avantoffer.com, promo code SCORE. score. Loans made by WebBank. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
CBS Wednesday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
It's your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Aw, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Wednesday or stream it live or on demand.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249. 800-901-1249. 800-901-1249.
And log on to 670thescore.com now for your chance to win one of the biggest prizes ever offered at The Score. A trip to San Francisco for Super Bowl 50 weekend.
But we're not just sending you to the biggest game of the year. We're sending you to see two of rock's greatest acts for the night before, presented by Salesforce, starring Metallica. And Cage the Elephant, performing live on Saturday, February 6th, 2016 at AT&T Park. And then you're off to the Super Bowl, thanks to the Super Bowl 50 host committee. Log on to 670thescore.com to find out how you can win this once-in-a-lifetime prize.
Presented by Salesforce. We help your customers love you. See how at salesforce.com.
Log on now to 670thescore.com and enter for your chance to win a trip to Super Bowl 50 weekend.
Brought to you locally by Pepsi, official soft drink of Super Bowl 50 and
670 The Score
and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Yeah, we'll be doing the second half in a moment here. Boys of Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. A lot of stuff we didn't get to today. Just sort of messing around more than anything else.
We have a lot of free stuff today and more to give away right now. Caller 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700. You win a two-pack of haircuts from Chicagoland Sport Clips. You watch sports, they cut hair. It's perfect. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. We've got three more of those two-packs to give away between now and 6 o'clock. I'd actually like it there. And, of course, you know, my kid now, with the whole varsity package where he goes and gets the hot towel and the neck massage.
The hot toddy.
I tried to say, hey, you don't need that. You don't need the whole thing. And he looked at me like, we're getting the varsity. I'm not here without getting the hot towel.
Wow.
And I said, you owe me. We'll put it on your tab.
If I got a hot towel from my barber back in the day, I think I'd have to arrest him. I'm not sure that would be legal.
Yeah, but you were going to a medieval barber who was putting leeches on you.
I always wound up going to a barber who took bets. Somehow it always, I don't know how it happened, but that's got truth.
Is that the barber who's friends with my next door neighbor?
I don't know. There's a couple different ones. No. This is long ago. No, he doesn't take any bets. No, he doesn't take any bets. I'm talking about.
Have you asked?
Yeah. Hey, you need anything on a horse? Is it? Well, I don't know. A bridle, I guess.
Wait, a saddle.
Wait.
It wasn't sports betting. He was taking bets on horses.
Mm-hmm. That's how far back it goes. Yeah.
How do you do?
I don't know. I have no idea. All I know is that was part of the
deal.
That
I don't quite understand. If he's running his own paramutual window. Doesn't that get complicated?
I think, but I don't know. I said, what, are you talking to me? You think I can money to bet horses? I got a buck.
It's like something out of the Sting.
Can I put a buck on something? Can I put a buck on Secretariat? It's about what I had. So I don't quite get it, but I always somehow found him. Even, it's just something, you move from one to the other, the other one moves away, you don't know where he's at, mysterious circumstances, so you move on, and he takes bets too.
Okay, I didn't quite have the same experience. I would go get my haircut.
That was back in the day. A lot of them did. So it's sort of a place a lot of people went to. That's what you did.
Are you sure you're not black? Because if you're talking about sort of
checking with Jason, he said no.
I know, because if you say that that your barbershop might have been more of a social center and more of a sort of a part of your everyday existence, I think you might be black and you don't know it.
Huh.
It's possible. After these many years,
I'll have to take a look.
We'll consult with the community. And we are being joined now on Sports Radio 670 The Score by the Cubs president of business operations, who is, I'm sure, a proud time for him with all the new stuff that is coming online at Wrigley Field, under and around Wrigley Field, and with certainly the quality of the baseball team dovetailing with it all very, very nicely. Crane Kenny is with us on The Score. Hi, Crane.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing good. How about you, my friend? Things are really good for you.
Yeah, no, this is it's certainly a lot better than a couple of years ago where we came in with a little bit of different story.
Yes, you did. You like the hat, by the way? What do you think?
I love the hat.
Is it me or what? Okay.
It might be something warmer.
Now, as someone who lives relatively close to Wrigley Field, I can speak firsthand for having watched all of the work that's been going on and all the construction and the streets being shut down. I think, actually, Tom Ricketts may now own my house because he seems to be buying up land everywhere. This is, I guess, where are we right now in the big picture? Are we 40% in? Are we halfway in with the full scale of what the area is going to be?
I'd say we're probably a third of the way there. When we get to opening day this year, we'll be a third of the way there. And there's really two big deliverables this year. You know, the most important one's the clubhouse for the players. We actually just took them today through it for the first time.
What was the reaction?
They're kind of amazed. So they're going from roughly 13,000 square feet total that they have today to north of 30,000, which is what they'll have when we're done. And all the modern amenities that you'd see in any brand new ballpark. So
that's great.
And they deserve it. I mean, they've been toiling in literally the worst facilities. And when we finish it, it's interesting, with our new $100 million facility in Arizona and our new Dominican Academy, you know, we'll really have completed the worst to first on the facility side, which will make us all feel good. And for the fans this year, if you happen to be in left field in the Terrace Reserve seats, all the concrete will be new seats. There are 7,000 new chairs, and then the bleachers get finished.
Is the facilities race as much as it is an arms race? Is it like college sports where the moment you build something, it's almost obsolete? Is there a better way at your level to stay ahead of it?
Well, and I think you're right. I think that things are changing. Even from 2 years ago when we put our new weight and training facility in Arizona to today, there have been changes. And one of the things we joke about, whether it's video boards or our clubhouse, by being last, it's easy to go to first. Mm-hmm. Because in our video board technology, you know, as you know, with your home televisions, they change literally every year. And so mm-hmm. we put the newest versions in. Same thing's true in the clubhouse. We hope we did a few smart things. When we started this whole project, we toured the country, actually both football and baseball facilities. So we went to Yankee Stadium and Chase Field. We went down to see what the Marlins just built, and up to Target Field with the Twins. We saw what Lambeau did. So we kind of went to all these new facilities, including the Rose Bowl, to try and, you know, and my question was always the same for the person who was running it. Okay, what did you do well and what would you do differently? And it's interesting, even in brand new billion-dollar facilities like the Yankees, there was always a list of things that if we did it again, sure. Okay, here's what we'd do differently, no different if you'd built a house. So we used all that information over the 3 years to kind of build what we're doing. But you're right, whoever builds after us will probably leapfrog us.
You know, I was around for when the clubhouse was renovated to what it was now, and it's like, oh my God, now I think about a crane with what this is going to be. It's like, are you kidding me? Because it was still, you know, for all the old writers, there were still too many naked men in there and too many naked managers, but it was still small.
Yeah.
Even after it was done over again, and it was supposed to be, ought to be better for everybody, it really wasn't. Now, I have no doubt that this one, and you don't either, right, that this is it. This is top-notch, and somebody goes by you, so be it, but you've got it.
Yeah, we've got enough space. The key is space. So
yeah.
Even if, right now, if you look at what things have changed, Bussy, our strength coach, who was working in literally a closet not long ago on the weight room, and one that we had to share with the opposing team, he now has this enormous space. But it used to be all weights. It used to be everybody trying to get bigger and stronger, and now it's all plyometrics. So kind of gone are all the heavy weight machines, and what's come in are some more of the plyometric machines. And,
interesting.
And so I'm sure, 5 years from now, there'll be another advancement in sort of science, and we'll be bringing in different new equipment.
Now, what's interesting, though, to me is Joe Madden is not a come be in the clubhouse manager, that he has always felt, don't get here too early, don't sit inside cinder blocks sipping coffee out of a styrofoam cup. He wants guys to have their lives. It's tougher for that Madden style to resonate now if you have this really comfortable, welcoming place to be, and you got a couple screaming kids at home. You know, I can imagine it being more attractive almost flies in the face of what Joe wants from a lot of his teams.
Yeah, true in some regards, no question. And we do actually have one whole space that's dedicated to be a quiet room.
We'll see how that goes.
To your question about screaming kids. But the other side of it is we didn't really have an ability to do any rehab work in our facility. So if you needed to use any hydrotherapy or any of the advancements, we had to send you to Arizona or do something locally in a hospital or a rehab center here. All of that's now in the ballpark. And one of the things you guys know from being in Clubhouse all these years is, as the season goes on, the training room is packed to the gills. Everybody's nicked up, and everybody needs attention. In fact, if we go back just a couple of years, right before the Ricketts got here, we only had two training tables. So 25 players.
That's insane.
Two tables. Yep. In our new facility, anybody who needs work will get it. And so those kinds of things, it's true. Maybe Joe doesn't want you in the clubhouse unless you're nicked up and you need to get some help.
Yeah, I agree. I guess when we started a conversation with Crane talking about the fact that, somebody will build something bigger, better, and they'll learn more and all this other stuff. But this sounds to me, my guess is this lasts. You know what I mean? This isn't like something you'll say to yourself in a year or two, we could have done this better. It sounds to me like you guys have done enough homework to know exactly what you wanted.
Yeah, we hope so. I mean, I think we have enough humility to see that there are things that we learn along the way. I will say this about the Ricketts family. People ask me all the time, like, what's the greatest difference between, mm-hmm. Tribune ownership and Ricketts ownership? And I'm one of the few people kind of lived in both.
You're a survivor, man.
You are a survivor.
You
that.
Yeah, you.
Well, I don't know why, but if you look at it, the biggest gift they gave us was the perspective of time. I know Tom's original conversation when I was just joined him, he said, listen, we're going to own this thing for 80 years. So do it once and do it right. Whether it's rebuilding the farm system, IT technology, spring training, or our mm-hmm. clubhouse, we're going to do it once, we're going to do it right, and we're going to do it for generations to come.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we'll have the best facilities forever, but I do know we'll have the space and the resources with our ownership to continue to keep up with the Joneses.
Yep.
It's really been, it's a blessing because we make decisions. I know urgency is important, mm-hmm. and certainly on the winning side, you know, the fan base, you know, says, well, what about winning next year? And if you look at what we've done, whether it's, you know, lobbying the city to get the approvals we needed, or taking on the rooftops, or getting the referendum passed in Arizona, or finding the right mm-hmm. location in the Dominican, or rebuilding our farm system, I know it's sometimes been a little more methodical than everyone wants, but we think the results are sort of bear out what we're doing.
A couple more questions that I have. When you talk about the long term and working with the city, and I know that it, you know, with Tom Tunney and everybody else and what's gone on with mayoral politics, this has been a messy waters for you to navigate in a lot of respects, and finally stepping on the necks of some of the rooftop owners. But when do you say, and I know how on the base, this may be more of a baseball side question, but I don't know what research you've done about players' circadian rhythms and the difficulty of a heavy day game schedule. At some point, more night games just has to be a part of this, and you've got to play on the same rhythms that other teams do.
Yeah, so if you go back, I mean, I go back all the way to when we had 18. So the original ordinance gave us 18 night games. Just so everybody knows, the league average is 54. So Jason Hayward, who joins us this year, John Lackey, who joins us this year, Ben Zobrist, they're used to playing 54 night games. Were it just a few years ago, they'd come here and play 18. We got that moved to 30, and then we've gotten it moved to 43. So, and with national games, we can get to 46. So we're creeping up on the 54. And you know, the thing for me has been, I'm just a person who looks at the numbers, and you look at the performance of teams that have that natural rhythm.
Yep.
Versus our club, and you'd say there's something there. I can't pinpoint exactly what it is, but you don't need to be a scientist to say there's something there.
Agreed.
So we've been lobbying hard, and you've witnessed it all, and it's been ugly at times. The reasons for the slow pace has been protect. You know, the Aldermans wanted to protect the bar owners, and we have like one mission. You know, our mission is to win a championship, and so we can't really give them too much heed, and we just have to keep pushing forward, and I think we will get to 54 someday.
Mentioning the bars and the rooftops and all the increased area, the number of taps that the Cubs are going to own, the amount of merchandise and beer and food that you're going to be able to sell. What counts to revenue sharing in MLB and what doesn't? How much of this expansion is just your money? Because if you're extending the reach of coffers that are only yours and don't, that, then that's brilliant.
Let's see if I'm right about
this.
There's
a huge value in that.
We got the man here to answer that.
So, you know, here's the politics question, answer to your question. Anything that the Cubs own is revenue shared.
Well, I don't have to list those Cubs owned then.
So the Ricketts family, as you know, have been very aggressive in developing real estate quite apart from the Cubs. And so the hotel and the restaurants and the plaza development are a Ricketts-owned entity that will be, we believe, successful. I'll say that I don't really have a lot to do with that. But we think they'll do very well. And then what happens in the ballpark, we share with the other clubs. So
I got my answer.
Yeah, and that's the way we approach it with the league.
Outstanding.
That's what I thought. That's kind of what I thought.
We haven't had a chance really to talk about the radio deal and everything else officially at this point, but we know how much was put into this new arrangement and this relationship between CBS Radio, not just the score where we're going to have the games, but what's going to happen with our friends at XRT, our friends at US 99 and WBBM. And I hope that you know that we, as much as the Cubs have been a big family with family ownership, that it's not BS when we say that we're friends with Lynn Bramer and Mary Dixon and Ramblin' Ray and all
well,
those guys.
Yeah, I gotta watch him.
But it's great as a group to be part of this at this time.
Well, I just gotta say to you all and all your colleagues, it's been just a joy. You know, Rod and I had this idea years ago, and we started talking about when GN's option on our games came up. And I remember I was standing in the back of Cubby Bear watching the Foo Fighters play with Lynn Bramer having an alcoholic beverage or
oh,
Lynn
three. Would, oh, Lynn no. Would never. No.
And talking about the fact that we're now partners, that we're partners with the best rock station in town in XRT, the number one country station in the U.S. in US 99, the best sports station in town, the best all-news station and pop and everything else, and the chance for all of us to kind of enjoy this gift that Cubs baseball is, really. I mean,
yeah.
Lynn Bramer was a fan well before this agreement was reached, as was Mary Dixon, as was a mm-hmm. lot of the other folks. You know, we had Ramblin' Ray's daughter sing the seventh inning stretch years and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like we've always been partners, but now we get to actually share some time together. So, listen, you guys have been awesome. The whole station group's been awesome, and we're looking forward to a lot of fun this year.
You know, Crane, for those of us who started this thing from the very beginning, this is surreal. This couldn't be better, and it's not. You got nothing to do with us. It's just the agreement with the entire CBS, and you get all of that much better than we can do it. But, I mean, it means a lot to those of us who never dreamed this day would ever come. There's no flagship station for the Cubs. Are you kidding? There's four people listening, and three of them could be dead. So, I mean, it's like, holy God, what this means to this, you know. And I know it's big with CBS, and I hope it's as big with you guys and means as much, because, and it sounds like it does, because it's really important.
Well, it's change, you know, and I think, I think a lot of folks believe that nothing would change at Wrigley Field. There would never be video boards. There would never be night games. Mm-hmm. You'll always be on GM.
We heard from those fans for years.
Yeah.
We heard from them.
And I'd say, some change is good. This is clearly a great change. I think we've done the video boards tastefully. But, you know, we also want to change the outcome on the field. And the resources that are generated through having these multi-platforms, really important. I think having Pat and Ron come over, you know, there was no loss in terms of our play-by-play announcing.
Right.
So we are hopefully stewards that just usher in change in the right ways. And, guys, for what you're doing for us, we just say thank you. Great.
Thanks for having us here. Thanks for taking the time to join us, Crane.
Yeah, Crane, we appreciate it, my friend.
That is Cubs President of Business Operations, Crane Kenny, our guest on the Boers and Bernstein Show. We'll do a brief second half after a timeout on the Score.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a 1930s gangster using Progressive's Name Your Price tool.
Yeah, see? This Name Your Price tool really lays it all out on the table, see? All I had to do was tell her how much I wanted to spend, and it gave me options in one place, see? Makes all of it easy to see?
It's easy to find insurance that fits your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Only at Progressive.com.
I might need glasses so I can see more when I'm doing gangster stuff, see?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Participation may vary.
Terry Boers here.
And Matt Abaticola.
And we've been telling you this for a long time now, but listen up here. Mattress Firm overstock and clearance sale right now. Not tomorrow, right now. And it goes on for a while, Maddie. And this is your chance to get that good night's sleep you always wanted.
Right. They have over $30 million of overstock and clearance mattresses. And they must go right now. All the best brands are on sale. And you guys know Mattress Firm. They are America's number one mattress retailer. Also the home of America's most highly recommended mattress, the Tempur-Pedic. You know, the one I love to sleep on.
Yo.
The one after a long day with Dan and Terry and all the Cubs fans.
And I invited everybody to sleep on it with me, by the way.
Yeah, and so people here at Cubs
Convention
are getting to sleep with Terry on his Tempur-Pedic tonight.
Yeah, not yet. They haven't taken up. So come in today. You get a luxury pillow, mattress protector, or mattress frame for just 88 cents each when you purchase select Tempur-Pedic, Beautyrest Black Hybrid, or Sealy Posturepedic Optum mattress sets. I mean, they are doing everything in their power to bring you into the store and give you a terrific experience.
And right now, you can sleep happy at Mattress Firm and pay no interest for 5 full years. And only Mattress Firm has millions of dollars of inventory ready for same-day delivery. That's waiting required. Sleep happy tonight. Go to mattressfirm.com to find the store nearest you, or call 800-431-5921 for details about credit costs and terms. It's the overstock and clearance mattress sale from Mattress Firm. Save money and sleep happy.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
What's the most effective time to send a sales email? 8:30 a.m., 9, lunch? Knowing when can be important if you're a small business owner. Find the answer now at CBS Small Business Pulse. Powered by the world-class news and information resources of CBS and created in partnership with First Data, the CBS Small Business Pulse gives you the tips, insights, and inspiration you need to help your small business grow. Visit CBSPulse.com right now. That's CBSPulse.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
How do you find a rhythm in the second half?
We got to find the rhythm. That's just what we have to do.
And now, it's time to begin the second half.
As always, on the second half, we start with what we did in the first half of the show. It was a little more than half in this case. We had a fun conversation with Gary Pressey, who was tickling his organ for a couple hours.
He tickled his organ the entire TV.
And then he came back.
And I asked him if I could help him. He said no.
And he talked to us. He said he's a big fan. And then his 91-year-old mother is a big Boris and Bernstein fan. And then he went back down to play with his organ again. So he
only gets so much of a break. Yeah.
Correct. And Crane Kenny joined us for a wide-ranging conversation about Cubs and business and things. We talked some football, talked some basketball, about Jimmy Butler's performance last night in one of the dumbest NBA games ever played.
All right, so Magic Johnson took you where you're at Twitter the other night to rail against a poll that shows the best point guards of all time in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And he's mad, not for himself, because he was rated number one, but because both John Stockton and Steph Curry were rated ahead of Isaiah Thomas. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, well, I get the Curry
thing on a technicality.
Yeah, I think that the arc is much better. I think the arc to it is much better. I'm not, you know, Stockton is the all-time leader in assists, is he not? And steals, is he? Is he still a leader in steals all time, or is something, some crazy thing like that? But I'm not going to make a case against Steph Curry because there's just not been nothing like this. I realize we don't have a huge body of work, but I think I'll stand by him. John Stockton, I think I'd probably still sooner have Isaiah.
I hate him. I understand what David Hall was trying to do, I guess.
Yeah.
He decided to go to Eureka, Illinois, and ask about Ben Zobrist being a Cub and the effect on Eureka, and he found the Pastor Zobrist and Mrs. Zobrist and drove around Eureka. But, see, I wouldn't have bothered. Because I don't care. I don't really care what Eureka thinks about anything. And this is with all due respect to the number of people standing in front of us who may have made the long drive from Eureka, Illinois. But no, thank you. And just I didn't really think that there was this compulsion to tell the story of the new feelings in the town of Eureka.
And the church, like many churches, when you hear the name, when you hear the name of church, because I have so many of them around me. You know what I mean? I'm surrounded by
them. You can't.
I can't turn around without some giant facility that they add on to 20 times over.
Harvest.
Yeah,
Baptist
the Harvest
Bible
Moon. And actually, they actually harvest your moon.
I'm not joining.
Oh, yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Maybe I am.
Maybe I already have. Yeah, this is Liberty Bible Church.
Anytime you hear that, you know there's trouble.
Well, just because
you know it's
like
weird.
Like an odd offshoot kind of thing. I was a little surprised that this was This is what we were looking at. But okay, I mean, I understand. I'll say this about Dave, that this mm-hmm. is the time of year where column topics can be difficult, and maybe you want to.
I'm not going to Eureka for one.
Exactly. I can sit in my underpants and can come up with something that doesn't have me going to Eureka and hanging out in the Bible chapel thing.
And while we're on thumping people, I saw a couple pieces, and one of them, SI wrote it, about the fact that Chip Kelly, the body's just going by.
Yep.
Hey, bring him back. Wait a minute.
It's Ernie.
Lawrence Phillips. That the Niners, by hiring Chip Kelly, got all the respect back from everybody around the league. That this is the only hire you want to do after all the trouble you had. And first of all, I don't know if you had any trouble. You hired Jim Tom Sewell, and clearly that was your idea because he wasn't ready. And you want to forget the Jim Harbaugh thing. I don't think I'm going to forget the Jim Harbaugh thing because Chip Kelly is anywhere. What has Chip Kelly done
There's no redemptive angle to this. You didn't want to hire Chip Kelly in the first place. This was a fallback to a fallback, so now you can't spin this as, well, this has sure worked out well because now they get some kind of redemption for something that went so horribly wrong.
There's Ernie now.
So that was Lawrence Phillips. That's Ernie.
Yeah, Ernie.
Okay.
He's coming in. Regina Rice will be here in a moment.
She's following it behind.
But anyway.
Driving his Lexus. I'm she brought it back from Dixon.
If you're going to make a case that somehow this is a redemptive thing to hire Chip Kelly, you're out of your damn fool mind.
And we talked about a little bit on the air earlier, but just taking a look at this weekend's slate of NFL mm-hmm. games, that this is also, it's just generally, there's some football fans that say that the divisional weekend is their favorite because you've got the amount of important football that's being played. You've winnowed down from maybe some wild cards who you didn't think deserved to be there. But it's just unfortunate that on the one hand, you look at when Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers and Peyton Manning and the Broncos, but
you got nothing.
But not really and not really. And this could be another 9-6 game unless somebody's sandbagging. Unless Roethlisberger came out there. You know, we had Brian Billick on yesterday I'd never heard this before. He said that Ben Roethlisberger is the toughest player in the NFL, but he's a drama queen.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking it's kind of hard to be both, but if he's really exaggerating his symptoms and he's just going to get out there and start firing the ball all over the place, that's possible. But I think it's more likely that he's just going to try to endure the pain and that it's going to be two old, hurt quarterbacks throwing ducks against each other.
There is one. I think the best game of the weekend, though, at least the game that interests me the most, is Seattle and Carolina. I think with the characters that Carolina has and how they treat winning and how they do things their own way, including Cam Newton, that makes your weekend to watch that, just to see what the hell happens. The rest of it, that's the second half. That's the abridged version on Boris and Bernstein. Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Lane Kiplin.
670 The Score is the exclusive home for the NFL playoffs in Chicago.
The postseason continues with a divisional round tomorrow. First, it's Chiefs at Patriots starting at 3:30, followed by Packers at Cardinals. And on Sunday, it's Seahawks at Panthers at 11:30, followed by Steelers at Broncos.
All the NFL playoff games are right here through Super Bowl 50 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Neolemprologus leluipi, altolemprologus compressiceps, nimbochromus venustus. Words from the latest spelling bee, you say? No. Scott must be back. And these are just a few of the vast array of fish available at Oak Park Natural Pet during their annual January fish sale. 21% off all freshwater fish, 21% off all saltwater fish, 21% off all African cichlids, 21% off all placostomus, 21% off all live coral, 21% off all live rock and inverts. Why 21% off? Why not? So why not sashay into Oak Park Natural Pet and Fish? Whether you're looking for a Maxima clam or a powder blue tang, no worries. Scott has you covered. That's Oak Park Natural Pet on Harlem, just north of Madison in Oak Park, where you always find more fish.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a Hollywood acceptance speech.
I'm so surprised! I had no idea! I'm not even prepared! Okay.
I'd like to thank the Progressive discounts that got me here, Safe Driver Multicar, Paid in Full Multi-Policy. This is just such a big moment, and did I mention that I'm surprised?
With all kinds of discounts, Progressive helps you save.
Oh, and I want to thank my agent and all my discounts agents because we all have the same agent.
Don't start the music!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
So say goodnight to the bad guy. The last time you're going to see a bad guy like this again. Let me tell
you. You know what? You know what happens here when you've got a crowd of people like you've got a George Hoffman here. I mean, does it get any better when George Hoffman is here spitting tales of Ron Santo losing his legs? I mean, drinking so much,
his legs are falling off. Hey, wait a minute! I gotta grab my leg before I get out of here. Hold on.
Sorry, we're just kidding, Ron Santo. We didn't mean anything by it at all. Anyway, here's what. Now we're going to tell you what we're doing, and this is one of our favorites. Am I a bad guy? Because almost invariably, you are a bad guy, and I know without question that I am a bad guy. So that's our Friday Fung. And it could be interrupted at any point.
All right, we'll start. But here are some examples here. John in Bolingbrook says, I work in the western suburbs in a factory. It's part of security. But 5 years ago, an employee unfortunately passed away in his home. and security had to clean out his locker to deliver his belongings to his family, and his locker was filled with cases of gum. So I took a package for myself. I stole from a dead person. So I have the gum in my pantry and occasionally try to trick my wife into having a piece, knowing she's freaked out by the thought of chewing gum that was taken from a dead person. Am I a bad guy?
No, only if it was taken, like, from his actual mouth. Then maybe you'd be a bad guy, but no.
So you'd say no on that?
No, no. Would you say okay. Yes?
I don't know. You're a creepy guy. I don't know about bad,
yeah,
but bad, certainly creepy.
Yeah, creepy, right, sure.
I love this example. This is Tommy D. Summer of 2014. My wife and I are getting ready for an August wedding, and my soon-to-be mother-in-law was stressing, along with my wife, how important it was to them for me to carry a rosary in my pocket that once belonged to my wife's deceased grandfather. A couple of days before the wedding, I get the rosary. It's stored in a hard plastic case about the size of a tin of chewing tobacco. Fits perfectly in my left pocket. No one will notice. My wife and mother-in-law will have the satisfaction of knowing I carried the rosary. No big deal. Wedding day comes, and of course, I don't even think to bring the rosary with me. Completely forget it. We get to the church, the music.